What if you could compress months of work into a single week? In 2007, Jake Knapp discovered something counterintuitive at Google. The best ideas weren't emerging from brainstorming sessions, but from individuals working in focused solitude. This insight, combined with tight deadlines on projects like Gmail Priority Inbox, led to the development of the Sprint Method, a five-day process that has revolutionized how companies solve problems. The method has become so effective that it's now required reading at Stanford's D School and Harvard Business School. The beauty of a sprint lies in its ability to eliminate endless debate cycles by creating realistic prototypes that generate reliable customer data. It's like time travel. You get to see how customers react to your finished product before making massive resource commitments. From startups to Fortune 500 companies, organizations have used this method to launch products, improve medical care, and even name companies, all in just one work week. The first day of a sprint is about establishing direction. Like Apollo 13, you need a clear plan before jumping to solutions. Begin by defining a long-term goal. Where do we want to be in 6 months, a year, or 5 years? Consensus guides the entire sprint. Next comes the pessimistic counterbalance. Imagine the project failing. This reveals dangerous assumptions and converts them into sprint questions for the week. With goals and questions established, create a simple map of the customer journey using words and arrows. For Flatiron Health's cancer trial matching software, the map showed the flow from diagnosis to trial participation, identifying key players. The day concludes by gathering expert knowledge using the "How might we?" technique. Team members write questions starting with this phrase on sticky notes, focusing on opportunities rather than problems. This matters because information is asymmetrically distributed throughout organizations. Even CEOs don't know everything. Great innovations typically combine existing ideas with fresh vision. Melita Bentz created the paper coffee filter in 1908 by mixing familiar elements in a new way. Tuesday follows this principle: mix and improve, never copy directly. Blue Bottle Coffee adapted a chocolate bar's flavor scale for their beans, while Savioak repurposed an unfinished eye design for their robot to convey friendliness without suggesting conversation abilities. The afternoon focuses on individual sketching, explanatory drawings that transform abstract ideas into concrete solutions. Working on paper equalizes participation, allowing anyone to express ideas with simple words and drawings. During Blue Bottle Sprint, team member Bayard, who initially doubted his drawing ability, created The Mentalist, a solution organizing the online store like a barista guiding customers, which ultimately won in customer tests. Individual work generates better solutions than group brainstorming by providing time to reflect, research, and focus. Putting concepts on paper with concrete details allows evaluation based on merit rather than abstract ideas. Traditional meetings rarely yield clear outcomes. Wednesday introduces a structured five-step decision process. 1. Art museum, posting sketches on walls. 2. Heat map, silently marking interesting elements with stickers. 3. Speed critique, briefly discussing highlights. 4. Silent voting, each member choosing one solution. And 5. Super vote, the decider making the final call. Creators don't present their solutions because products must speak for themselves, just as they would to customers. This prevents charisma from influencing evaluation. When winning ideas conflict, teams can create competing prototypes rather than compromising, as Slack did with robot team and guided tour prototypes. By afternoon, teams create a detailed storyboard before building begins. Similar to Pixar's pre-animation process, this 10 to 15 panel sequence connects winning sketches into a coherent story. The storyboard begins with customers' first contact, providing context for natural reactions. As the artist draws each scene, the team discusses each step. The complete story should run no longer than 15 minutes, appropriate for Friday's test. Thursday focuses on creating convincing illusions rather than complete solutions. Like movie sets, your prototype only needs to appear real enough to generate authentic customer reactions. This requires shifting from perfect to just right, from long-term quality to temporary simulation. Four key principles. 1. You can prototype anything with optimism and creativity. 2. Prototypes are disposable. 3. Create only to learn. 4. The prototype must seem real to elicit authentic reactions, not mere feedback. Aim for Goldilocks quality, neither too polished, requiring excessive work, nor too rough, breaking the illusion. Foundation Medicine created realistic cancer reports for oncologists, while Savioke simulated their robot's personality using remote controls, an iPad, and sound effects. Choose tools based on your product: presentation software for screens, word processors for paper materials, team members for services, modified environments for spaces, and adapted existing items for objects. Focus solely on what's needed for learning. Remember when Nigel Newton gave his 8-year-old daughter Alice the first pages of Harry Potter, a manuscript rejected by 8 publishers? Her enthusiastic reaction, "It's the best of the best," revealed the potential of what would become a global phenomenon. Friday offers this same time jump, seeing how target customers react to new ideas before a major launch. Jacob Nielsen discovered that 85% of a product's problems are found with just 5 interviews. Testing with more people doesn't significantly increase insights, it just adds work. This allows for 5 1-hour interviews in a single day, with breaks between each and a final meeting. Face-to-face interviews provide what large-scale data cannot, the why behind users' reactions. The interview follows a 5-act structure: warm welcome, contextualizing questions, prototype presentation, detailed tasks for reaction, and brief summary. Interviews happen with the interviewer and customer in one room, while the team observes through video. Though tempting to dissolve the team on Friday, it's crucial everyone observe together, absorbing results as a unit and reaching conclusions collectively. At day's end, the team identifies patterns across interviews, noting those appearing in 3 or more customers. Results vary: efficient failures, like Slack's robot team that prevented wasted months; partial successes needing refinement, like their guided tour; and outright victories, like Savioke's robot interface. Blue Bottle Coffee combined elements from 2 partially successful prototypes, while Flatiron gained confidence to continue development. The most powerful outcome is reconnecting with customers. Each interview brings the team closer to the people they're serving. Persistence leads to that moment when people understand your idea, want it, and believe it will improve their lives. Like the Wright brothers, who began with ambitious goals, sought answers to key questions, studied existing ideas, and progressed through successive prototypes, sprints create habits that transform problem-solving. By turning discussions into testable hypotheses, teams develop a more efficient innovation approach focused on work that matters. These techniques ensure your time and talent create meaningful solutions. Whether launching a startup, improving an existing product, or tackling social challenges, the sprint provides a proven path to turning your biggest questions into actionable insights in just 5 days.